All right, good morning. How many of you are 11 years old? You're 11? Okay. Have you heard of Brooke Rabatow? She was on the news. In fact, you're not going to be able to see this from where you are. So if you guys want to come over here, maybe you can see the screen up there. I'm just going to show you who Brooke Rabatow is.
Brooke is a climbing phenom. She's set all these precedents in rock climbing that 10 years ago, the top elite climbers were having trouble doing.
Brooke is one of two female climbers in the world at the young age of 11 to be setting records.
Brooke was the first 9-year-old to do V10. She was also the first 10-year-old to do V11. She was the first 10-year-old to climb 514A and the first 11-year-old to climb 514B. You're talking like 0.0001% of the climbing community that can do these climbs.
I love climbing because, well, there's a lot of challenges in climbing. I don't know, it seems so cool just to be doing moves after moves and different holds. There's so many different ways that you can climb.
Okay. Sorry about that video, but she said, did you hear what she said? She's a climber, and she can climb these big rocks that no one else can climb. And she said that there's many different ways to climb. And you know what? There's a lot of different ways that we can climb up to God. And one of those ways is to share our talents with and use them for God's purpose. And I'm going to tell you a story about a woman. Her name was Mrs. Amanda Chambers, and she lived a long time ago. And she was very talented. She could do many things. She could sew. She could make hats. She could cook. And she organized a group at her church. She was an Adventist long time ago, and she organized this women's group called. It was called the Women's Exchange. And they would all make the things that they were good at, and they would bring it to this exchange, and they would take that, and they would go, and they'd put it all together, and then they'd go to the market, and they would sell it. And Mrs. Chambers was really especially good at making salt rise bread. Have you ever heard of salt or salt risen bread? No, it's kind of a misnomer because there's hardly any salt in it. But what it is there's no yeast in it either. It's almost like a sourdough, but you make it from scratch, just from the cultures from the air. And she used to make that bread, and it took a long time, and she had to have a lot of skill to make that. And she would bake the bread 4 days out of the week, and she would make about at least 30 loaves a day. And sometimes she'd get up really early and she'd make almost 60 loaves a day. And she'd take this and they'd take it down and they would put all their needlework and everything and they would sell it. And she had a girl that was living with her at the time. And this woman's name was Anna. She was 20 years old and she was going to school. And she would kind of help Mrs. Chambers, but she was just a girl from the church. She was a black woman, and she would help her do things, but you know what? Mostly Mrs. Chambers would help her, and she would make clothes for her, and she'd take the money that she got from the bread, and she would buy fabric, and she made Anna a hat, and she made her all these really, really nice clothes, and she helped her go to school. And one day, Anna realized what was going on. She realized that all this woman was working so hard for her, and she was giving all the money to Anna, and Anna felt really guilty, because she wasn't giving hardly anything, and she started to cry, and she didn't want Mrs. Chambers to see her, so she went and she hid in the attic, and she started crying in the attic, and Mrs. Chambers said, "Where's Anna?" And she looked for her, and she found her in the attic, and she said, "Anna, why are you crying?" And she said, "Is there something? Did you get some bad news from home?" And Anna said, "No." And she said, "Did I hurt your feelings?" "No." "Then why are you crying?" And she said, "Because you're doing so much for me. You give me so much and you work so hard. And I'm just a poor girl. I can't do anything. And I there's no way I can pay you back." And Mrs. Chambers gave her a big hug and she said, "Don't worry, honey." She says, "I know that someday you're going to work for God and you're going to do something good for God. And I believe that, and I know that all my effort's going to be worth it. And that's why we help other girls just like you. And so Anna remembered that her whole life. She remembered how, even after Mr. and Mrs. Chambers were gone, she remembered how nice that woman was and how she helped her so much. And you know what? Anna went on and she studied really hard and she became a nurse and she became an educator. And she was also the first American woman to be a missionary in India. So she spent her whole life, and she lived to be 98 years old. So she had a lot of time to spread news about God and about his laws and everything good about him. And so you see, we can use our talents. Brooke has a talent, right? I hope you can see it. She's really outstanding. She can climb those rocks like nothing. And she works hard at it. And Mrs. Chambers had a lot of talents, and she worked hard at them, and Anna worked hard at her talents. And how many of you have talents? You all have talents, right? There are things that you like to do and that you keep practicing over and over again, and you can get good at them, and then you can use them someday for God. And you can use them to witness to other people, okay? And you know what the Bible says? David says, he says that we all, everything, he's talking to God, he says, everything comes from you, and all that we can give has come from your hand. Because all the talents that we have, they all come from God, right? And we can never pay him back for everything that he's given to us. But we can do good things, okay? And we can be good, and we can share the love of God with others, okay? And be witnesses for him, okay? So I have something to pass out to you guys so you can maybe color and you can see what kind of talents you might have. But let's have a word of prayer, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for all the blessings and the talents that you've given each one here. And Lord, we just ask that you help us to recognize these, to develop them, and to use them for you and for your kingdom and for your cause. And we thank you. Amen. Okay.